InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
It is Wednesday, August 13th, 2025. I am your host, Alex Jones. Now, I'm taping this in the morning. We're about to go live. But I got news just yesterday evening that the Democrat Party law firms, Paul Weiss, the ones that Trump sanctioned and have admitted to their lawfare, have been doing bait and switches in the Travis County, Austin, Texas courts with their Soros judge, the same one that ran the show trial 3 years ago with HBO. Now, the federal court has blocked them shutting this operation down. They had their fake auction with The Onion and Bloomberg, and remember all that last year, and tried to close this other times without court orders. So now they went into state court. We found out they had already appointed a receiver, and they were going to try to literally send in the Travis County sheriffs as early as next week. This is like their seventh or eighth attempt in the last year and a half or so. And we did all these filings and showed the judge what was happening. So then they pulled it out of Guerra's court and pulled it. And we're like, okay, they pulled the hearing. And then boom, at the 11th hour, shoot it to another court for today. So now I've got to go run down and deal with that. Again, I'm up here this morning, just worked out, was getting ready to do research, and you learned about all this. So that's why I'm not going to be here, at least for part of the show. I've got to be, you know, eyes and ears down there, you know, obviously seeing what's going on, the latest. But Chase Kizer's going to be hosting, Owen's going to be coming in, and then today, 5 to 7 p.m., I'm going to have another debate discussion with Nick Fuentes. I agree with him on some things, disagree on some others. They're trying to go drag us back into war with Iran. Fuentes thinks, you know, Trump's launching this police state. Obviously, I think that's not the case, and I understand what he's doing is constitutional and an answer to the left planning all this insurrection. But is Trump really planning martial law? We're going to debate that. But long before I debate all those topics and issues with him at from 5 to 7 p.m., we'll launch our own streams at X. We're all at Jones. It'll be on Infowars.com/show, and you'll be able to pick those shows as well. I'll be covering all that today because when I'm on the road, I'm going to be shooting reports on that as well. Plus, Matt Taibbi, he is a liberal, very good journalist, never BS's, incredible integrity. He's come out, we'll play a clip next segment, and said exactly what I've been telling you now for about 4 months. So I've talked to some of the same people. They have every intention at the Justice Department, they got real prosecutors like Ed Martin and others, to indict Hillary Clinton, Comey, Brennan Clapper, and the rest of them. And the grand juries are now open for the first time. Now, there's ways for the deep state to manipulate those grand juries and things, so it isn't done yet, but this is different than what we saw in the first Trump administration. It's all coming up today. Thank you so much for your support. Remember, you're the Paul Revere's. The bad guys want this show off for a reason because it's effective and it's truthful and it mobilizes not just Americans, but free peoples worldwide. So you're the Paul Revere's. Share the live feed now, right now, at Real Alex Jones on X and at AJN Live on X, our backup, and Infowars.com/show. And tell people about all the stations you're listening to as well. And tell those you share it with to share it. That completes the chain reaction. We'll be right back with my analysis on the incoming indictments they're trying to get, all the breaking news, the big peace summit with Putin and Trump in Alaska, and more today, right here at the tip of the spear, because the answer to 1984 is 1776. Now share those live feeds.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am Chase Kizer, your host for the first hour of the transmission today. We have more from Alex Jones on the other side of this one-minute break coming up in 1 minute. Owen Schroyer will be hosting the second hour of the show today, as well as the third hour, and I'll be coming back in and taking calls for the final hour of the broadcast before Owen takes over again for the War Room, leading up to the historic conversation between Nick Fuentes and Alex Jones, set for 5 p.m. Central. And we are going to be getting into everything that's happening with Putin and Trump in Alaska this Friday. What's really going on? Trump's come out and said that, hey, he's sick of the telephone game with Russia. We're just going to meet together face to face. Zelensky's obviously upset that he hasn't been included in this meeting. Even reports coming in just now that Trump tells Zelensky and European leaders that conceding Ukrainian territory will be necessary. So things are certainly heating up on the Ukraine front, plus so much more. So make sure you stay with us and make sure you go to the alexjonesstore.com right now. It'll be the reason that InfoWars and Alex Jones will always be on the air. Stay with us for more from Alex Jones on the other side of this 1 minute break.
At thealexjonesstore.com, I bring you whatever I personally think is the best and the coolest. That's our marketing plan. This knife sells all day long in stores for $100 or more.
We bought a whole bunch of them. We can sell it to you for $78. Stainless steel, blacked out, double-edged, razor sharp, 1776 on the hilt, high-tech scabbard, hooks on your belt, doesn't come out, is amazing, right now at thealexandsword.com for 40% off despite the fact it's selling out. And then this, World War II updated trench knife, 10 inches, razor sharp, stainless steel, Spartan, tip of the spear. You can get this massively discounted up to 40% off right now with the Blades and Bullion Super Sale at thealexandsword.com. And that goes for these four silver collectible coins that are selling out as well, up to 40% off right now at thealexandsword.com. So take action.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen right here on The Alex Jones Show.
It is Wednesday, August 13th, 2025. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us today. I've had to rush down to emergency court developments and hearings with the Democrats doing bait and switches, still trying to shut down this operation. Chase Geiser is about to come in live, and so much more, and I'll be back in studio as soon as I can today. We have so much to cover, so much intense information. That's why the bad guys want us off air, so they can put out their false narratives. Now, here's the big false narrative that they're pushing, their latest hoax, okay? And we told you back in August of 2020 this would be their narrative, and they were unable to steal the election from Trump. And when they were able to steal it, they shelved it. It's the Podesta battle plan that's public to have blue states secede, blue cities secede, have a civil war based around race-based uprisings. And they've been saying, Trump's coming to kill the migrants. Trump's coming to kill the black people. You've already seen that everywhere. No King's protest, all the rest of it. Then we enter the zone of the deep state attacking illegal alien protests, saying a Trump supporter did it. That is in the cards. That's the next shoe to drop. And now you see the Drudge Report. Oh, police state, martial law, Trump's the king. They're watching citizens. Oh, a lactating mother was held. Oh, they raided a school. Oh, they're so mean. We've had over 1.5 million people die from fentanyl. We have millions of people that have been brought in as slaves, sex slaves. Now it's almost 500,000 kids that got disappeared by Mayorkas on purpose. And all the illegal aliens killing and raping and drunk driving and just all these countries dumping criminals on us, the MS-13, all of it, the TDA. And then, oh, but the media is all there everywhere to attack ICE and act like they're terrible and then never really report on the cinder blocks and the ICE getting shot and killed and the firebombing and their facilities getting shot up in Texas. This is not a police state. The Democrats were gearing the military up in their own training manuals. Remember, I'm the expert on this, made all the films about it. Been warning about it. For civil unrest and a communist uprising they've been planning for decades and trying to launch, and then use this to bring in martial law and gun confiscation. That's not happening with Trump. He's got the National Guard Rapid Reaction Force ready that was already there. They're just upgrading it. The media is acting like it's new. It's totally constitutional when you have these cities descending into total collapse, when you have these attacks on federal officers, when you have these gangs and people saying they're going to resist, and they are, and then they go to pot farms and find 14 kids in slavery, and they're shooting at ICE and all the rest of this. They brought us into the chaos. They brought us into the Civil War scenario with all the movies and all the hype, and then they said it's their plan. So they're the ones initiating it. Now, remember, all those judges that said Trump's ICE can't deport illegal aliens, even ones that have long rap sheets, and, of course, the appeals court said that those judges abuse their authority, and it's a total fraud. It's all totally constitutional. And it's totally constitutional for the president to put the National Guard on the streets during lawlessness, during collapse, just like when Austin defunded the police and crime tripled. The governor took control of Austin and put the state police in. He could have put the state guard in because that's the central government in the federalist system. Now, this isn't Trump setting up checkpoints to keep lockdowns going like the Democrats had. This is a Trump surrounding the Capitol and putting up fences so citizens can't go in, claiming the general public are terrorists. This isn't Biden saying the number one terror threat is white supremacy with absolutely no evidence of that, and an open season to beat up and attack white people everywhere pushed by the left. No, this is Trump following the Constitution and gearing up for the civil unrest. The Democrats are already admitting they're trying to trigger to drive him from power because he's a dictator who was elected popularly and the Electoral College. It's all a lie. And here's the key now. Here's the key. Trump is also gearing up because the federal officers are totally overwhelmed. There's so few, only 5,000 actual border enforcers at ICE to round people up of the 20 million that came in under Biden. Here's the key. The Democrats know these indictments are coming. This isn't 8 years ago. There's now grand juries for the first time, not secret ones, not all the Q stuff, real ones. This isn't Hillary secretly held at Gitmo and all that delusional crap and JFK Jr. is coming back on a magic carpet. This is real. These are real grand juries. Not in D.C., in Florida and other states. And I've got the intel and I've been asked to not say it all. Now, Matt Taibbi, very respected, a liberal, but very accurate reporting, said, look, I've talked to a lot of senior people and they understand that the deep state's got to be taken out. I'll play the clip in a moment. They understand that the public will not put up with people not being indicted. They understand that's the number one issue for people is justice. And they understand that Trump is going to be targeted along with us and the Democrats and this cabal of ringleaders like Adam Schiff and the rest of them, who's also got grand juries open on his ass, and Letitia James and Fannie Willis and Bill Barr and all the rest of them. So they're all getting subpoenaed by the Republicans, the Clinton Foundation for the human trafficking, for the money laundering. The grand juries are getting opened everywhere. It's not just one. I'm told it's five. You're going to start hearing the details of all of this. And that's why we're in the maximum danger for the deep state that's not in full control anymore, launching the false flags for the uprising, cyber attacks, claiming the Russians did it. God knows what they'll pull to try to stop the peace deal Trump's ramming through. And that's the other big takeaway. If Zelensky and NATO don't take this deal that's already been done between Russia and the United States, the U.S. is getting out of the war, and we fund 85% of it and run all the missile control and intelligence. So it's over, okay? NATO doesn't have the troops, doesn't have the money. So that huge event's coming, and the deep state doesn't want that either, and Russia's warning of false flags. The Ukrainians and the CIA have already been caught doing false flags. The missiles into Poland, Nord Stream, all of them, really blame Putin for that. So it's going down. We're in a prime zone of all these insane things coming together right now. This is so historic. And we elected Trump. He's doing most of the things we wanted. RFK Jr.'s knocking it out of the park. They're scaling up Border Patrol. It's all happening. And the bad guys know that they're redistricting to stop the Democrat fraud in these key states where it's totally one-sided. They have the Election Integrity Commission coming in. They're cutting off funding to the states that won't do voter ID. Trump is doing a lot of good to reform things, okay? We wish he'd do more. We wish he'd do better. But compared to what he did 8 years ago, this is night and day. So we bitch about the bad that's been done and try to keep on the straight and narrow, but we promote and push the good that's happening, and it way outweighs the bad. I'm getting chills right now. So will they go after the grand juries? Will they threaten them? The CIA has threatened members of the Senate Intelligence Committee before and spied on them. I mean, they're willing to do that to senators, yeah. We haven't gotten indictments yet, but the grand juries for the first time, the real ones, this is real. This isn't made up stuff. This isn't cartoons. This isn't fiction. That's why the deep state's so dangerous, and they know justice is coming. So you want somebody to stand up and fight the globalists? It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. Trump is reasserting national sovereignty over this country. Is he too cozy with the Israel lobby and some of that? Yeah, we're heading that off at the pass too. But the point is, it's night and day compared to the Democrats that we know are pure, satanic, evil, openly pushing pedophilia publicly and trafficking children publicly. And we know Homan and them are busting them in mass, and even more indictments are coming on that front. That's guaranteed as well. So this is the collision. This is the crescendo. We're winning battles, but we haven't won the war yet. Here is Matt Taibbi saying, no, he hears this time. And remember, he was always saying no indictments before. He says, no, it's going down. Even if they don't think they can prove the cases because they've covered up so well, they're still going for it. That's what I got told by high level, too. They said, that's why we may indict folks in your case coming after you. It's the same law firms, Democrats, because they got sloppy with you, Jones. And they did. We caught them red-handed, the stuff we got in civil cases against them. It's all premeditated, all just fraud. It's just unbelievable. Total rigging. The courts, everything. It's insane. We have them. So I got to run off and do all that right now. Here's Matt Taibbi. Chase Geiser's coming in with the latest news, fast-paced. You're the Paul Revere. Share the live feed right now at Relox Jones. I'll be debating Nick Fuentes today in a special broadcast. You'll find it at Relox Jones on X. And there'll be a link at the top of Infowars.com at 5 p.m. today, Central. So be sure to stay with us for that. But here is Matt Taibbi.
I think there are going to be indictments. I was very skeptical on that question even a couple of weeks ago, but I have heard repeatedly from these folks that they understand that this is not a hearts and minds contest and that they are not doing this for show, and that if they don't end up in a courtroom, that they will, this will be a massive political failure for them. So I do think that there will be significant indictments. I just don't know what for. I mean, I think that's a very important question to ask right now. We know the grand jury has been convened, but they haven't really given us a strong indication about what crimes they might be investigating.
It has to be that. I mean, that's what we've seen with all of these things. I mean, even the Durham thing that just came up, you know, the cases that he made, and then the other two guys, it was, you lied to us, and they lost both cases. So, you know, that's what it always comes down to.
So that's a good point, but what I've heard from these folks is that they understand how that, the optics of that and what that looks like to voters, and they are going to try for, I think, something more substantive, even if it comes up short.
Do you think that the Clintons wind up being exposed to prosecution?
I keep being told that. I'm not sure I understand how that can be the case, but I keep being told that Hillary Clinton is actually a target in these investigations. It may turn out that something having to do with her original email situation will be wrapped into some kind of conspiracy case, but I don't know what it is, and I don't see it. So I would this is me, the careful reporter, saying I would caution people not to think that there's anything there yet before we see it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am Chase Geiser, your host of the Alex Jones Show, for the next 43 minutes or so before Owen Schroyer takes over. Those are words from Alex Jones, who is fighting the information war on a different front today with some spontaneous new developments in the legal case. And people tend to become callous to some of our claims about what's happening here at InfoWars, because by the grace of God, and frankly what I believe to be divine intervention, this network stays on the air time and time again, regardless of the onslaught of assaults that have taken place. And really, that's because of you, the listeners, supporting us at the Alex Jones Store and keeping us on the air, plus other miracles. But I've been here for over 2 years now, and I can tell you behind the scenes, it is absolutely insane the level to which lawfare has been waged against InfoWars. We were kicked out of the building for a day last year. It was insane that they pulled the plug and took down the websites and forced us to change the DNS record so they wouldn't direct to anything. We did have to broadcast out of a backup studio, a backup operation, and they are doing everything they can to shut us down at all times. And it's always changing. It's in flux. It's like Heraclitus said about a river. It's always changing, yet always the same. It's the same river, but it's never in the same exact form. And whenever a man steps into a river, he's never stepping into the same river twice. That's what's happening with this lawfare. They always pivot and they change. And finally, it looks like we have a president, an administration in the White House that is waging the same lawfare against these satanic globalist leftists that they waged against us. Of course, the only difference is we're actually justified in waging lawfare against them because they're actually criminals when we are not. So I'm hopeful that what's developing is actually going to amount to real indictments. And Matt Taibbi, definitely a respected journalist. He had a major falling out with Elon Musk. Elon Musk hates Matt Taibbi by all indicators that I've seen online. And so we'll see what this really plays out, if he's full of it or not. But it is hard to believe that anything's going to amount to indictments in these cases, because if we look historically at the way that corruption has been dealt with, it just hasn't been dealt with. I mean, if nobody got in trouble for JFK, then who will? If nobody got in trouble for MKUltra, then who will? If nobody got in trouble for the fact that MKUltra was never really even shut down, then who will? If nobody really got in trouble for 9/11, then who will? If nobody really got in trouble for COVID-19, then who will? We don't even blame our enemies when our enemies do enemy stuff, like steal F-35Bs or intentionally spread a pandemic all over the face of the planet after participating in gain-of-function research. So I want to see the Fauci's role for lying to Congress about gain-of-function research. I want to see the Clappers and the Brennans and the Comeys all go to prison. I want to see the Hillary Clintons held accountable. Frankly, I don't even know if it's within the statute of limitations, some of the stuff that Hillary Clinton did 10 years ago. And of course, Bill Clinton could argue presidential immunity for anything that he did while he was the president of the United States, nothing that he did after the fact. But how do you go after Bill Clinton without releasing the Epstein list? That's tricky to me. And I think Taibbi makes a really good point. He's like, yeah, it seems like they are serious about really wanting indictments, but what isn't clear is what is going to be the specific charges that are brought. I mean, I could go through the list and name how all these people are traitors. Adam Schiff, others. I mean, I have clip after clip on the desk today of how Adam Schiff was leaking documents intentionally. Comey was leaking documents intentionally. All these things seem to me to be brazen indicators of straight-up treason. And we've even got the Beto O'Rourke saying F the rules. This is yet somehow always gets coverage. I mean, I was calling Charlie Kirk a faggot last week, but O'Rourke. I want to show you clip 11. Beto O'Rourke tells J.B. Pritzker, Gavin Newsom, and Kathy Hochul and others, the Democrat governors, to redraw their districts to eliminate Republican seats. Let's watch.
I also don't want Gavin Newsom and J.B. Pritzker and Kathy Hochul and any other Democrat who has unitary power in their state to wait for Texas to go first. I want us to seize the initiative instead of awaiting the punch thrown by these would-be fascists to hit us in the face and then respond. I want us to punch first, and I want us to punch harder. So I want them to redraw those districts right now, right now.
You're damn right I'm going to take your gun. In fact, right now, I'd just like to challenge Beto O'Rourke to a lawful duel under Texas Penal Code 22.06. I would love to consensually smack that man in the face. Even if I lost the fight, it would be worth it if I just got one good one in. I formally challenge Beto O'Rourke to a duel under Texas Penal Code 2206. He hates guns so much. Why don't you put your fists up? Let's just go at it, because somebody needs to lawfully convince that man to participate in a fight so that they can just mop the floor with his face, his buck teeth, and his BS. You look at the man. What is it with these supervillains and their ability to eat an apple through a picket fence? Pickles right out of the jar, from AOC to Beto O'Rourke to Seville. All these people. Apples right through a picket fence. Oh, I'm a skater, and I was involved in hacking, and I got in trouble for breaking into a facility, and I'm so cool, and I'm just so hip. I mean, look at this guy. He's like the Texas version of Justin Trudeau. I'm skating around at a Whataburger. Look how cool and hip I am. I just fit right in. I mean, ugh. And here he has the audacity in clip 12 to spew dangerous rhetoric comparing President Trump to Hitler. Watch this.
We have watched the open display of a criminal network operating in the highest positions of power and public trust. They are scared because they have assumed that there will never be accountability. Remember, Donald Trump promised us he would be a dictator on day one. He promised us that if you vote in the 2024 elections, that's the last time you'll ever have to cast a ballot. It took Hitler just 53 days to destroy German democracy. At every major turn, every time he exceeded his authority, defied the German constitution, broke down the rule of law in that country, the German press, the German politicians, the German public, most importantly, did too little, too late.
Oh, Donald Trump is Hitler. You're the one advocating for taking away everybody's firearms. It's funny how the Democrats call us Nazis, but everything they do is fascist. Definition of fascism being centralized state control of all businesses. Businesses are still technically private, but not really private. I mean, it sounds like everything we've heard about former administrations in terms of their relationships, particularly with Fortune 500 companies. If a company is publicly traded in the United States of America, it is in bed with almost 100% correlation with the federal government. It's either a major DOD contractor, defense contractor, contractor for the federal government in other ways, or the intelligence community has people embedded in the board of directors. And we know how insidious a board of directors could be. Look what the board of directors of Apple did to Steve Jobs, company he founded in his own garage with Wozniak, fired the founder, almost ruined the company over the course of several years, and then had to beg for Steve Jobs to come back and give him unilateral authority in order to save the company. Comes out with the iPod, then the iPad, then the iPhone. In quick succession, brings it back from, what was it, the Newton? Or some trash that they were trying to invent in the 90s? But here's a deranged bit of work going on in clip 14 on a profanity-laced rant. Who cares about the effing rules now? Win some effing power. That sounds like a fascist to me. Watch.
We are in a basketball game right now, if you'll excuse the metaphor, where the refs have left the arena
on the court.
And the other side is just clobbering the shit out of us, just punching us in the face, kicking us in the nuts. And we're kind of throwing our hands up and we're asking the crowd, the people of America, hey, do you see what's going on here? This is unfair. This isn't the rules that we agreed to play by. Well, who cares about the rules right now? Punch back, kick back. Dunk over their heads and win some power.
Trump is Hitler, but you got Beto O'Rourke saying, who cares about the rules? Who cares about the Constitution? Let's just throw out everything about our constitutional republic so that we can win power. I mean, who's more Hitlerian than Beto O'Rourke here? And frankly, if you're going to compare somebody to Hitler, at least find somebody who seems to hate the Jews. Donald Trump has been a major supporter of Israel for the entirety of his adulthood. In rhetoric and in action, Jerusalem gets the embassy. He bombs Iran on behalf of Netanyahu. They're all hugging and kissing and shaking hands. And Netanyahu's nominating Trump for Nobel Prizes. And I'm not trying to go on another rant that you've already heard 1,000 times about how terrible Israel is. You all know it. I know it. We know it. Point is, you can't compare somebody like Donald Trump to Hitler. I guess the only thing they have in common is they both supported the notion of Israel, but for completely different reasons. Trump for national security reasons and Hitler because he wanted the Jews out of Germany. That's like the only way that they're Hitlerian in any way. There's no Gestapo running around. There's no Kristallnacht happening. There's no arrests of ethnic groups. Yes, it's true that illegal migrants are being kicked out of the country, but they weren't supposed to be here to begin with. Hitler was kicking citizens out of the country, Jewish citizens. I guess the only way that you could potentially say that Donald Trump is Hitlerian is in his support for Israel, given that Israel is committing a genocide in Gaza Strip. So maybe that's a little Hitlerian, but really indirectly. I mean, it is a stretch to say so. And after all, those of us who support Israel know that the Holocaust was the only bad genocide, right? Anyway, we're coming up on a break in about a minute and a half. On the other side, we're going to get more into the Zelensky-Putin stuff that's happening this Friday in Alaska. Obviously, Zelensky's not even really involved in it. In the meantime, please check out the new Bovine Colostrum Plus at thealexjonesstore.com. I took some yesterday with my methylene blue. It was absolutely incredible the way that I felt. Frankly, I think if Romulus and Remus would have been suckling the Bovine Colostrum Plus from thealexjonesstore.com instead of whatever that wolf was spewing out in that famous myth, Rome probably never would have fallen. If Napoleon was on the Bovine Colostrum Plus, he would have totally succeeded in all of his conquests. Hitler would have won in Operation Barbarossa, and Stalin would have won the Battle of Stalingrad within 7 days if he was on the Bovine Colostrum Plus. You have to experience the incredible benefits that you will notice within 1 day. It's not one of those things that's got to build up over weeks. You take this, you mix it with a little methylene blue or nothing at all, or just put it in your morning shake, whatever you do, you will experience the cellular recovery, defense matrix, energy, and just continuity of focus like never before. This was our best seller yesterday. The first product that has beaten Methylene Blue in sales since we launched Methylene Blue several months ago. Please experience the incredible benefits of Bovine Colostrum Plus, and not just because it's incredible for your cells and your gut and your immune system and your focus and your energy, but because it keeps InfoWars on the air. It keeps Alex Jones on the air, even if all of these lawsuits go south imminently and they try to shut this place down and kick us out of this building. We will be on the air if enough of you go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and buy Bovine Colostrum Plus. Stay with us for more news on the other side of this very short break.
Right now, for only 7 days, we're having the biggest sale in the history of thealexjonesstore.com. About to break it all down right now. Only, we have launched the biggest sale ever on collectible bullion, silver coins, and our amazing collectible knives at thealexjonesstore.com. The sale is Blades and Bullion Super Sale. Now, ladies and gentlemen, despite the fact that we're about to sell out of the remaining collectible coins that are limited edition, they'll never be made again, and our incredible World War II updated Spartan trench knife with a skull crusher and the brass knuckles and the 10-inch stainless steel razor-sharp double-edged blade, and this incredible 6-inch battle dagger, despite the fact they're selling out, we are offering all of these products at up to 40% off right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if I went into a knife shop and I saw these knives for this price, and they weren't even inscribed with 1776 or Tip of the Spear or InfoWars, I would still get them because I'm a knife aficionado and I know the best. And the reason that is because these are the knives I love. These are the knives I think are the best. It took us over a year to get a supplier at a decent price with high quality for this bad boy right here. And it's selling out quick. Got an amazing inscription, Tip of the Spear with the Spartan. On the other side, InfoWars, a true piece of history with the high-tech scabbard sheath that hooks on your belt. Simply amazing. Now look at this bad boy. It goes great in your purse, great in your car, right on your side, high-tech sheath. Doesn't come out, but easily, there's a fallout, but easily pulls out. This won't run out of bullets. This will defend you and your family. Just grab a 1776 on one side, collectible, limited edition, Alex Jones signature on the other side. And it comes with this collectible gift case, makes an amazing gift as well. And then, as I was mentioning, look at these coins. There are only a few hundred left of each one of these. Only 5,000 were made of each. You've got, due to popular demand, Alex Jones on one side, InfoWars on the other. Then you've got one of my favorites, Paul Revere, his Midnight Ride, Our Lives, Our Fortune, and Our Honor, Declaration of Independence on the other. Then you've got the Tip of the Spear Spartan helmet and the Gadsden flag snake with the spear through the middle, Tip of the Spear. And then this one, they hold back only a few hundred of these. Even though these were available anymore, Trump, fight, 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 battle for the Republic, commemorating President Trump. All four of these coins are about to sell out. You can get them discounted individually or even bigger discount when you get all four together. Right now, part of the Blades and Bullion Super Sale. These are collectible. These are great prices. This knife right here sells for $100 in stores. We bought 5,000 of them. They're almost sold out, but I'm selling to you for $78, and it funds the operation. Same thing with this. This knife sells all day for $150 in stores. We bought a whole bunch of them, so it's massively discounted to you. And you talk about defending yourself and your family, this is it. And you're also funding the Tip of the Spear and the information war while you do this, so you cannot lose. The only way you fail is not taking action at thealexjonesstore.com. And while you're there, get the Ultra Breath and Elite Blue, get the very best Irish Sea Moss, the very best Shilajit, the very best turmeric. It's all there, and it funds this operation. I cannot do this without you. I try to bring you really cool things that I think are amazing, the best supplements, you name it. So you buy it, you get it, you love it, it empowers you, and you're happy with what you did. You continue to support us. I want a long-term relationship with you. I want to thank those who have supported the broadcast. I want to encourage those of you that have been on the fence to take action now, get amazing products, and keep us on the air. Be part of history. Thank you so much.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
From the tip of the spear to the edge of tomorrow, here's what happens next from your host, Chase Geyser.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am Chase Geyser, your host of the Alex Jones Show. For the next 24 minutes, we do have another word from Alex Jones that we're going to be airing in a few minutes. As he fights the information war on the legal front, Owen Schroyer will be taking over and hosting for a couple of hours at noon, right after the next break. And then I'll be back on in the final hour of the broadcast to take calls as Owen prepares for the War Room. 2 hours of the War Room today, and then we're going to go straight in to the historic debate between Alex Jones and Nick Fuentes. I want to get into a little bit of this Ken Paxton story. I'm not trying to do local news, Texas news. I know it's boring. I hate hearing about local news. I get people that DM me all the time. They say, my local sheriff's corrupt. Look what he did. My first thought is, next! Everybody's local sheriff is corrupt. Who cares? I'm interested in the globalists versus the national sovereignists, the nationalists, the populists. I'm interested in major issues like, is war with Ukraine going to escalate to World War III? Is the war with Israel and Iran and basically the rest of the world, they've alienated everyone, going to escalate to World War III? Is India and Pakistan going to escalate? Is China and Taiwan going to escalate? I'm interested in the big movers, the big shakers, the big issues, like is freedom of speech going to totally die if we allow what's happening to InfoWars to happen to InfoWars? That's what I'm interested in. But Ken Paxton says that Beto O'Rourke openly defied a judge's order to cease fundraising for the House Democrats who fled the state. Let's watch, because we have to nip this in the bud.
Or is there a bigger reason?
No, that's pretty much it. You saw it right there. There was already a temporary restraining order that stopped him from raising money. And he was at that rally clearly raising money for not political reasons, which would have been appropriate. He was raising it for personal expenses to help these Democrats in Texas evade their responsibilities. That's the problem. And he was ordered by a judge to stop fundraising. And he said, basically, he just continued to do it.
So Beto is responding to your threats to put him in jail. He says, quote, he's lying you about me to try and silence us. We alerted the court that the AG's office blatantly lied in its filing. We're seeking a maximum sanction in response to his abuse of office, taking the fight directly to this corrupt, lying thug. He also says that you're trying to intimidate him because he's a political rival. What is your response to that?
Well, I mean, thug is really when he gets kind of nasty. He uses that word a lot. But the reality is, you heard his words. The judge gave him a direct order, which was you can no longer fundraise. And in his rally, he clearly violated that order. It's not even questionable. So, look, we're just following the law. He is not following the law. And that's where his problems lie, not with me. My job is to enforce the law. And that's exactly what I plan on doing.
Well, it seems like the Democrats who fled are trying now to obey the law. It seems like, according to ABC News, that Democrats are going to return to Texas because they feel they have accomplished their mission of killing the first special session, raising awareness, and sparking national backlash about the mid-decade redistricting. So, A, have they won their battle? And B, do you expect them to get back to work instead of having to arrest them?
Look, I don't know if they've won their battle. The reality is the goal here is to redistrict. We're going to do it. They delayed it by, you know, maybe a month. So I don't consider that a victory. I suppose they got some national attention. I don't know that it was all good national attention. I think most Texans found it reprehensible that they left the state and didn't fight like you would normally do in legislative session, not in Illinois and all these other states that actually have already gerrymandered by large margins. So it's a little ironic and a little hypocritical to laud these other states that you went to and say that somehow Texas is doing something wrong.
Well, I think, you know, it's interesting to see Beto back on the political field after he lost so many elections.
Interesting to see Beto back on the political field after he lost so much. Oh, he was always just a puppet, just like Zelensky's a puppet. And speaking of Zelensky war in Ukraine, we have this breaking now. Trump just warns Putin there will be very severe consequences for Russia if Putin doesn't agree to stop the Ukraine war after Friday. Let's watch.
Russia face any consequences if Vladimir Putin does not agree to stop the war after your meeting on Friday?
Yes, they will. Yeah.
What will the consequences
there will be?
Sanctions, tariffs?
There will be, I don't have to say, there will be very severe consequences, yes.
And look, that's part of the negotiation tactic. Anybody who's read The Art of the Deal, regardless of whether they think Trump had much to do with writing it, certainly based off of Trump's philosophy, you come in hard, you have big asks, and then you negotiate from there. But Carolyn Leavitt, this is clip 18, says President Trump is pushing for a face-to-face meeting with Vladimir Putin to cut through the game of telephone and work toward ending the war. So more on this from Carolyn Leavitt here, 18.
And the president said at this podium yesterday when he joined all of you in the room that he hopes in the future there can be a trilateral meeting with these three leaders to finally bring this conflict to an end. But this administration has really used every lever, has taken every measure to achieve peace through a diplomatic solution. And I think the president of the United States getting in the room with the president of Russia, sitting face to face rather than speaking over the telephone, will give this president the best indication of how to end this war and where this is headed.
U.S. and Russia propose West Bank-style occupation of Ukraine. Russia and the United States have discussed Israel's occupation of the West Bank as a model for ending the war in Ukraine, the Times has been told. Under this scenario, Russia would have military and economic control of occupied Ukraine under its own governing body, imitating Israel's de facto rule of Palestinian territory seized from Jordan in 1967. The idea was raised weeks ago in discussions between Steve Witkoff, President Trump's peace envoy, and his Russian counterparts, according to a source close to the U.S. National Security Council. So let's just turn it into another hell zone, another open-air prison. I guess it's a little bit different, though, because much of the territory that's been occupied by Russia in Ukraine is actually ethnically Russian, Russian-speaking. They were in a civil war anyway. They wanted to break away. So it seems different to me. It's not like the West Bank wanted to break away and be part of Israel. And so now it's some peaceful version of this. But Zelensky insists that Putin is bluffing as Trump says he'll push for a ceasefire. Of course, Zelensky wants this war to go on for as long as possible, would engage even in things like false flags after a ceasefire was negotiated to perpetuate this conflict, because after all, the only reason that Vladimir Zelensky, who I fondly refer to as Voldemort Zelensky, draws breath is because he's able to take the aid from the United States and pay off his military leadership around him, not to kill him. So when the cash dries up, then these guys are just going to be sick of the fact that they're sending their men to the meat grinder, and it's going to be an Operation Valkyrie all over again. I mean, I would be very surprised if Zelensky is alive in 2026. It's possible there's some peaceful way out of this. I mean, if Gorbachev was able to get out of the Soviet Union and die at the ripe old age of 89 with a net worth in the multi-millions, I'm pretty golden for him, given the fact that he oversaw an incredibly corrupt nation that underwent a collapse under his leadership. He was never whacked. Incredible feat. Maybe Zelensky could do the same thing in Ukraine, but Zelensky's no Gorbachev. Not the brightest star in the sky. By any means. He's more like an Adam Schiff, engages in the corruption and thinks they'll always get away with it because of their hubris, that pride that comes before the fall. In fact, Benny Johnson here in clip 15, U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro says Adam Schiff leaking classified Russian information to the media is a serious case right in her wheelhouse, and she's committed to investigating it. Let's watch that.
Adam Schiff, today there was an FBI 302 that has now been declassified by Cash Patel. It's gone to Congress, and it's about Adam Schiff leaking classified information. It's a whistleblower from his office, and the documents are here and they're public. And Brett Tolman is saying, well, you listen, you know, only the U.S. attorney for Washington, D.C. can make a decision on a case like this. And so my question is open-ended. Have you reviewed these documents? Are you familiar with the Adam Schiff's and the criminal conspiracy to leak against President Trump? Do you plan on investigating?
You know what, Benny? I think you know that this is my wheelhouse. And the difference between me and some other people is that I don't talk about what I'm investigating. I don't talk about what I'm doing. When I have the evidence, when I have enough to go forward, you will hear from me loud and clear.
And it wasn't just the Adam Schiffs involved in leaking information, lying about the Russian collusion. Now it's alleged he's engaged in mortgage fraud. Pencil neck Schiff, shifty Schiff, is just one example of the litany of crimes and corruption that we have in the Senate and the House. On both sides, by the way. This is not just against the Democrats. Democrats seem to be much more rampant about it than Republicans, but it's just incessant. I mean, we have Nancy Pelosi coming out and saying she's working to protect gender transitions for children at the national level. As if any child would be safe whatsoever with Nancy Pelosi in any capacity whatsoever. But I want to go to clip 29 here. Here's James Comey has just been exposed for ordering the FBI to leak classified information to the New York Times. Let's watch this.
This is a very long piece that you have here.
Yeah.
It is a worthwhile read. I'll let you sum it up, and then I want your conclusion on what you're finding here, because to me it's very damning.
Well, what you find out is that James Comey decided not to work through the FBI press office when he wanted to change the narrative in Washington, burnish his reputation against attacks from Democrats, and try to sully Donald Trump's reputation. If you remember, Democrats were mad that James Comey let out of the bag just before the election that there might be some new evidence in the Hillary Clinton email scandal. Hillary blamed Comey for throwing the election. She blamed the Russians for throwing elections. She blamed everybody but herself for throwing the election for her. But Comey was trying to rehabilitate that. And so he had an intermediary, a Columbia law professor by the name of Daniel Richmond, who the FBI confirmed and interviewed And Richmond said, yes, I use my relationship with a New York Times reporter named Michael Schmidt. He's one of the authors of the Pulitzer Prize winning package that President Trump is now suing over. And my goal was to improve negative stories about James Comey and to set a narrative, i.e., set the Russia collusion narrative. This guy worked around the official channels of the FBI press office. And at one point, the FBI noted, you met with James Comey. He gave you access to classified information. A short while later, you had a conversation with that New York Times reporter, and he ends up reporting something that appears to be classified. Did you do it? And he gives, I think, perhaps the most famous denial people will remember since Bill Clinton says it depends what the meaning of the word is when he tried to obfuscate whether he had an affair with Monica Lewinsky. He says, I can say, I don't think I confirmed the information. I can say with a discount that I didn't give him the classified information. With a discount means you got to give me some room. It's an extraordinary moment. The FBI clearly had strong suspicions that this was a potential backdoor for information, maybe classified information, to get out to the media with James Comey's fingerprints on it. And they didn't go much further. They didn't put Comey before the grand jury, that we can tell. They didn't appear to put this gentleman, Daniel Richmond, before the grand jury. And like Adam Schiff, as we told you last night, here they have an eyewitness whistleblower who said, I was in the room when he authorized leaks of intel. These end up being a dead end again. And it's another reminder of a dual system of justice that the Justice Department had the last 6 years. These are documents that were never given to Jim Jordan. Jim Jordan confirmed that to me today. And we're just learning 8 years later, because of what Kash Patel turned over, that the FBI had all the evidence of how the false narrative of Russia collusion was spread across this country to the detriment of voters, to the detriment of President Trump's first campaign, and they did nothing about it.
It's a credit to the FBI. It's a credit to Kash Patel. It's a credit to the people that are involved in sharing this information now with the public. Do you see legal jeopardy here?
I think if Pam Bondi goes the grand jury route, that these are people that are going to be hauled before the grand jury. I want to remind people, most classified information statutes have a 5-year statute of limitations, but there is a provision that extends it to 10 years if it's willing and knowing. And there is some pretty clear evidence of a strong apparatus put in place to make these leaks occur, according to the FBI documents. I think a grand jury could go back and try to compel testimony and find out if it rises to the level of criminality. Tomorrow, though, I think we're going to take people on a new destination, which is how often did the FBI get blocked in trying to investigate Hillary Clinton corruption at the Clinton Foundation? You're going to be shocked by the answer.
So it looks like the pressure is actually finally coming down on many of these people. I'm not sure if Hillary Clinton's going to get it, but somebody seems like they're actually going to get it. Real indictments. They've got the grand juries. They've never done this before. I'm optimistic about it. Now, if history is a precedent, then we've got an issue, because it seems like corruption never gets held accountable ever until there's some sort of a revolution or a civil war or a regime change that takes place. But we're going to get into more news on the other side. Cincinnati Children's Hospital doctor federally charged with possessing over 153,000 images and 470 videos of child sexual abuse. Absolutely disgusting. Secretary of State Marco Rubio confirming the U.S. is moving to designate the Muslim Brotherhood as a terrorist organization. We've got other leaders calling ICE a terrorist organization. So everything's heating up in the information war, but before we get into all the latest news, first, a word from Alex Jones.
Now, here's something else. People keep asking, why do you have the best stuff? How do you have the best stuff? Why do you continue to just have supplements that are so much better than everybody else's? Because we go out exhaustively and find out who the top-rated, top sellers already are. There's usually two or three brands out of hundreds of each thing. And we go to them and we say, we'd like to private label it. And in almost every case, they say yes. Sometimes we have to sign an agreement not to say where we're getting from, because they don't get political backlash. It's not rocket science. I go out and I get whatever's already the best and already has the best ratings, is already the most tested, and then I bring it to you. Wow, what a thought. So I've been hearing about this for years, and now it's all the rage. And about a year ago, they did a survey of the customers at thealexandstore.com about 11 months ago and said, what is it you want the most? What product would you like to have? A lot of you got that email. And the number one thing was bovine colostrum. Now, it took them 6-8 months to find the best place. This is the highest rated, private labeled 2,000 milligram per serving. And if you don't know what colostrum is, let me tell you. A cow's a mammal, we're a mammal. A dog's a mammal, a blue whale's a mammal. A killer whale is a mammal. I know most of you know that. And mammals drink milk from their mother's breasts. Now, whales have breasts. And the first milk of the first few weeks is called colostrum, and it's more clear, and it's full of all of the immunity and all the super nutrients. And it's basically God's vaccine. That's what the hospital systems today try to keep women from breastfeeding. And, oh, go ahead and give them formula. And, oh, no, take your baby away. Don't do that. Because it's all baked in to make your kid unhealthy. So bovine colostrum has been given as a superfood going back in Germany 60, 70, 80 years. And, you know, if your kid was sickly or whatever, they would say, get a cow's colostrum, the first milk, right after it has a baby. Yeah, just get it from regular dairy cow. And they would also say the best is actually a donkey's colostrum. They say it's even better than humans. Goat colostrum's good, too. And it's expensive, okay? So I'm not going to lie to you. People think bovine colostrum's great. It's widely produced. You can get it at a good price. You try to buy, it's even hard to get goat colostrum, and it's super hard to get Jenny colostrum. My male donkey's a Jack, and the girl's a Jenny. But the point is, ultra-rich people actually have those just for themselves. And they literally, the donkey has to have a baby, and then only for a few weeks do you get colostrum. All right? So we've got the best bovine colostrum that we're introducing right now that you're going to find anywhere. Cellular recovery and defense matrix. So I'm introducing a new product right now. And this is the superfood of superfoods. Fuel your cells, feed your gut. It's also incredible for gut health and flora. High potency formula contains 2,000 milligrams of bovine colostrum per serving. Gut health support. Paired with marshmallow root to rebuild gut lining, reduce bloating, and enhance digestion. Immune support. Natural compounds strengthen your body's defenses against toxins and stress. Muscle recovery aid promotes faster tissue repair and reduces soreness post-workout or strain. Stress and energy balance delivers calm, focused energy with natural adaptogens. No caffeine crashes. Toxin defense supports detox pathways to flush out environmental pollutants and free radicals, enhance nutrient absorption, improves nutrient uptake for better overall health without fillers. Bovine Colostrum Plus, it's concentrated, is a high-impact dietary supplement designed to supercharge your gut health, immunity, and recovery with a potent 2,000-milligram dose of bovine colostrum enriched with 400 milligrams of IG and 500 mg lactoferrin paired with gut-soothing marshmallow root. It rebuilds your gut lining, reduces bloating, and enhances nutrient absorption for the whole body. Ethically sourced and sustainably packaged, this clean, filter-free formula is your gut daily defense against toxins and stress. And again, it's a hassle. I mean, because you only get this for a few weeks after the cow has a baby. So, it's the next best thing to mommy's milk that you can get widely available. So, it's all the rage for years. Everybody's going totally insane about it. I'm going to be taking it. Everybody keeps asking me, why aren't you on colostrum? What does your joints, your overall health, your gut, your skin, women that are into your skin, you put all these expensive creams on, all this stuff. You take pills for your nails. This is next level. So I'm going to stop. That was a long plug as I'm introducing a new product. And I'll be completely honest with you. Everybody's been telling me to take colostrum for years. It's hard for me to start taking a supplement. Once I do and it works, I stay on it. I'm going to be taking this. All I hear about is how great it is.
Well, there you have it, folks. This stuff is incredible. I took it for the first time yesterday. I immediately experienced a change in my state of mind and levels of energy. Owen Schroyer is coming up in 3 minutes to host the Alex Jones Show for the next couple of hours. I'm going to take over in the final hour of the broadcast today so that he has a chance to prepare for War Room. Then he's going to do 2 more hours of the War Room straight into the debate between Alex Jones and Nick Fuentes starting at 5 p.m. Central Time. Now, we're going to be airing it on the network feed at 5. Owen's going to pitch to it, but if you want to watch it ad break free, make sure you go to @RealAlexJones and watch on his pinned live feed there as well. And there's so much to get into. I don't know exactly what Owen's going to talk about, but his analysis lately has been absolutely insanely good. It's always very good, but lately I've noticed a shift in tone that's on par with the level of crisis that we face as a nation and, frankly, a species on the planet. And I like to remain hopeful and think that there's going to be indictments coming. I think there's probably a 51% chance that indictments happen. I'm more likely than not that this time indictments are going to happen. Matt Taibbi comes out and he says, hey, they understand the political backlash if this doesn't happen, but they understood the political backlash of what was going to happen when they just brushed the Epstein thing away, and they did it anyway because Trump isn't facing re-election. And I know we have a major midterm coming up, but what does that really matter if all of our candidates are just going to be Israel first candidates anyway and just kind of schmucks, part of the system, Mike Johnson types with the Warby Parkers and their Boy Scout haircuts and their weak But there's one way that we can fight back, and the best way that we can fight back is to simultaneously engage in self-improvement and self-actualization while taking down the New World Order. And frankly, there's only one way I can think of that you can do that. It's not by subscribing to Netflix. It's not by subscribing to Disney Plus. It's not by tipping your favorite little YouTuber in the Super Chats. It's by going to the AlexJonesStore.com. And not only did we launch the Bovine Colostrum Plus yesterday, which is absolutely incredible, but we got this classic back in stock. Ultimate Life Force, the most powerful substance that we've ever created. Methylene Blue is something that zaps your mind, makes you feel like you're plugged into the wall. The Bovine is just generally good for your digestion, your immune support, your whole body's just nutrition and necessities. This Ultimate Life Force cleans out your blood, but it's not just because you're trying to clean out a spike protein from maybe long COVID or maybe you have a loved one who got vaccinated and you want to give them this. It's also incredible for reducing the oxidative stress in your brain. I've noticed a change in my state of mind. This is the most complicated, most expensive product for us to develop, but we're giving it to you at the best price possible. Some of the ingredients like NAC, they tried to make them illegal during the pandemic because they were so effective at helping people fight all illnesses and just get better and have energy again. So please get Ultimate Life Force, which is back in stock. It sold out in like 7 days the last time we launched it. So make sure you subscribe, get 50% off, and ensure you always get your bottle, even when it's not available to the general public. And stay tuned for the great Owen Schroyer coming up on the other side of this incredibly short break with the best analysis InfoWars has to offer on today, August 13th, 2025.
I've been hearing about this for years, and now it's all the rage. And about a year ago, they did a survey of the customers at thealexandstore.com and said, what is it you want the most? What product would you like to have? A lot of you got that email. And the number one thing was bovine colostrum. This is the highest rated, private labeled, 2,000 milligram per serving. And if you don't know what colostrum is, let me tell you. A cow's a mammal, we're a mammal. A dog's a mammal, a blue whale's a mammal. I know most of you know that. And mammals drink milk from their mother's breasts. The first milk of the first few weeks is called colostrum, and it's more clear, and it's full of all of the immunity and all the super nutrients, and it's basically God's vaccine. We've got the best bovine colostrum that we're introducing right now that you're going to find anywhere. Cellular recovery and defense matrix. It's also incredible for gut health and flora. Immune support, natural compounds strengthen your body's defenses against toxins and stress. Muscle recovery aid promotes faster tissue repair and reduces soreness post-workout or strain. Stress and energy balance delivers calm, focused energy with natural adaptogens. No caffeine crashes. Toxin Defense supports detox pathways to flush out environmental pollutants and free radicals, enhance nutrient absorption, improves nutrient uptake for better overall health without fillers. It's a hassle. I mean, because you only get this for a few weeks after the cow has a baby. It's the next best thing to mommy's milk. So it's all the rage for years. Everybody's going totally insane about it. I'm going to be taking it. This is next level. And I'll be completely honest with you. Everybody's been telling me to take colostrum for years. It's hard for me to start taking a supplement. Once I do and it works, I stay on it. I'm going to be taking this. All I hear about is how great it is.